Are you ready to discover how to maximize your marriage, family, and life while growing your business? Well, welcome to Love Plus Money, the show where we show you how to succeed in business while thriving in family, health, and legacy.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello, hello.
All right, let's get right to it. If you're a human, chances are you've had a blueprint of how things are going to go.
Yep.
And it doesn't always go as planned.
It does not. It does not.
And if you're in business, then hello, same. So I know that this is a big part of our audience, a lot of your clients, a lot of people that we work with. We have an expectation. We have a blueprint of how it's going to be, what the journey's going to be like. And when it doesn't go as planned, it can be rough, to say the least. We're going to unpack that today.
Derail some people.
It can derail. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about today, is how can we be bulletproof? Because Andrew and I believe that if you're listening to this, you have a call in your life to do big things, to make big impact. Every single person, right? So if we get thrown out of the game by our own either disempowered beliefs about things, our mindset, then it can really take us out. Yep. The enemy can take us out. Yep. So what can we do to make sure, and we'll be bringing this into the upcoming episodes as well, but how can we make ourselves bulletproof towards these challenges, towards things that are unexpected that can try to derail us?
Yeah, I talk a lot with my clients about, we all have a concept. Okay, and a lot of times our concept of how something's going to be is subconscious. So we've got to fall in love with reality, not concepts. And one of those things is, an example is, most people, if they think about getting a puppy, they think of that dog wagging its tail, they're coming home, it's happy, you throw the ball, you go on these beautiful walks.
Think of the dog food commercials.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, sunset, you know, you're snuggling, watching the sunset go down, and it sounds beautiful. But the reality is, I walked home yesterday, and our Great Dane puppy had chewed up a tissue box. And
and a magazine of mine.
And a magazine, yes. All over the place. All over the place. And
reality.
The reality is, my backyard is never going to look the way it did before I got a Great Dane puppy. So we have to fall in love with reality, not concepts. And I see so many times, even in marriage, like, that people have a concept of what marriage is going to be like. And it's like, oh, you're going to be my best friend. We're going to have so much fun. You know, we're going to go and travel the world. And the reality is, there's sometimes that you're going to really dislike that person. And there's sometimes that that person is going to annoy the crap out of you. And what's your concept of having children? What's your concept of growing a business? And so many people, they come and they go, oh, I want to start my own business because I want freedom. I want time freedom. I want to be able to do what I want to do. I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Right.
And I hate to tell everybody out there, but that is not reality. Reality is, probably you're going to be the worst boss you've ever had. Because you're going to expect more out of yourself. You're going to work longer hours for less pay than you will ever accept anywhere else to get that freedom in the end. And I heard this, and they said, if you want to be successful in business, it takes 7 years, and you will have 7 catastrophes. And I remember when I heard that the first time, I was like, oh,
what
are we in?
What did we sign up for?
Year 4, year 5. How many more years? And then I went, how many catastrophes do I feel like I've had? And I was like, 3. I was like, great, I've got 4 more to go to become financially free. Yeah. And it changed my perception of the catastrophes. They're there to help us grow. They're not there to stop us. Where most people, they have a catastrophe, or they have an argument with a spouse, they don't like each other, the kids are answering back, and they're like, what did I get myself in for? And so we have to fall in love with the reality of marriage, which means sometimes me and you are like completely in sync and it's beautiful. And other times we just misfire. And that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. That is a part of marriage. And if we don't fall in love with that part of marriage, we're going to be trying to get this concept. And every time we're not in our definition of what it should be like, we will feel pain. So with business, how many times does somebody have a drop in business and now suddenly they feel like everything's crumbling and failing? And then this is what, and we were talking about this morning, the people that succeed in most things are people that do not react.
Mm-hmm. So fall in love with the whole concept versus reality. How did you word that?
Fall in love with the reality.
With the reality.
Not the concept, because our concepts are mostly based in our subconscious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody really sits down and goes, right, this is what my blueprint is of how a marriage should be, or how, like, I know if I've set fitness goals, and I remember October, I was like, right, this is what I'm going to do. And then I rolled my ankle and heard a crack, and then went and got an x-ray on a hiking trip. And I was like, right, that shoots that idea in the foot.
Got to pivot.
And then I got really bad tennis elbow. Again, I'm going to blame the Great Dane puppy.
You can't blame tennis.
No, because it's not.
This English guy does not play tennis.
But, you know, so Wimbledon. I've got really bad tennis elbow, and I've got a sprained right ankle.
Yeah.
Right, what am I going to do? Because that was not part of my fitness plan. Mm-hmm. And so then diving into how to recover from those things grew me. And I think that's the thing. When things go down, if business is going sky high, and I've seen this so many times, business is going sky high and people go, yeah, I've made it. And they're spending.
Up the lifestyle,
goes
big time.
Through the roof. Yeah.
The temptation's real, especially if you've been hustling for a long time and you get, you know, those few months of big paychecks.
Yep.
And I know for us, I think that first time that we hit, what would that be? You know, our biggest paycheck ever, I'll just say.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, okay. Next, well, you start looking at maybe different cars. Yeah, one of us was looking at new cars. But
I don't know who that
but no,
be.
That's so I love that. Fall in love with the reality. And then the second you just started to touch on the people that are bulletproof with this, that don't let it take them out of the game,
So when business is great, we don't react by going out and spending all the money up-leveling life. Mm-hmm. We've got to look at what our income is over at least a year to 2 years before we level up life from a spending standpoint. And so the people that react generally start becoming really good salespeople because they start selling the cars, selling the motorcycles, selling the clothes.
But you're saying selling because they overextended?
Yeah, they start selling everything because they freak
including
out. Including
their plasma.
Because they react.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I don't know who has ever sold their plasma.
I'm not ready to talk about it
yet. Okay.
All right. Okay. Keep going.
So then the other side of it is then business goes down and then you freak out. It's all going down. It's all going away. It's gone. I've lost it, you know, and people freak out and they react again. Uh-huh. And what I found in business and marriage and health is sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. And I remember in one of our businesses, we had a bad month. And I remember some friends going, so what are you going to do about it? I was like, nothing. And they're like, why not? And I was like, because I don't think there's anything to do. I think it's just a down month. Mm-hmm. The next month, we had our best ever month. And they said, what did you do? I was like, nothing. I think the people that didn't do stuff last month did it all this month. Yeah. And, you know, so sometimes we need to engage and we need to pivot and we need to try something new. But a lot of times it's just the way it is. Sometimes it rains and you wear your rain jacket. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's cold and you stick a sweater on. Sometimes it's hot and you get your tank top out. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, can you adapt to the situation where most people are reacting? They react to their spouse out of fight or flight, fear, rejection. They react to their kids. And, you know, for the people out there, how many times have we reacted and then later you feel guilty? Mm-hmm. Like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? And the people that win don't react because they know what's coming. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also an element of preparing, I'm hearing you say too, because if we're not reacting and we're not just, we've leveled up our lifestyle big time because we had some great months, we have the ability to be able to take a deep breath and we're not worried how we're going to pay the bills that month because we had a down month.
Yeah.
So I think when you think about being bulletproof, it's you know, I think it was, well, in 2020, we were going to speak at a conference, you and I together, but then it, of course, was virtual. And the title was Know the Game You're In.
Yep.
And it was about this exact thing. And I gave the parallel of my cousin Kyle, who's climbed Mount Everest, and of his journey and gazillion metaphors of climbing Everest, for crying out loud. But to know the game you're in, you have to know what it's going to be like. You have to know, in his case, you're going to see people perhaps dying on the way up to Everest that you cannot help.
And you will see dead people.
Yes. And you will, you have to know that this is not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
So what that level of preparation obviously comes in. So like I'm hearing some R's here. We're getting some alliteration. So we have the reality, fall in love with reality, not just the concept. Like you're going to have a blueprint and you're going to be erasing and redoing some lines.
Yep.
If you're in business, or honestly, if you're just a human, you're a parent. We don't know if our kids are going to have disabilities, health issues, what's going to come up. You know, we have to be able to pivot.
Yes.
We just do as humans. And I think if we get so caught in this perfection, which I can tend to have perfectionistic tendencies with this, where I just get stuck on it. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. I've worked for this much time. At this point, can it just be easy?
Yeah. And I'm sorry to say, it never gets easy. Oh, we just get better. Like, your sprint of today will become your jog of your future. Meaning, as hard as you're going right now, you'll get fitter and stronger. You'll get better at business. And what used to feel like you were going as hard as you can is now a warm-up. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's supposed to be. But I think so many people, they're waiting for marriage to get easy. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for raising kids to get easy. They're waiting for business to become easy. And it doesn't.
No.
And if it was, most entrepreneurs would be bored. And so so many times they fight like the challenges. And they're like, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to figure this out. And I'm like, yeah, but you thrive in that. That's why you're here.
Good point.
You know, so a lot of times it's like that double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Like you're either overwhelmed or bored. And I know for me, being bored is not a thing I like. And
I hate being bored. So I'm late places, honestly, because I don't want to be sitting around being bored, waiting for people. Got to work on that.
So most people,
I'm aware of it,
will take stress over being bored.
Oh, that's my problem.
There you go. Fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so one of the things is knowing what's coming. And so many people, they're like, well, how do you account for the unforeseen things?
Yeah, there you go. That's what we're leading into. Yeah. The game you're in. Okay. Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, how often do unforeseen things happen? They're like, well, every day or every week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, so is it unknown if something's happening every single week? And I was like, you might not know the exact thing that is going to throw you off. The exact unknown thing that's going to come into your world. But you know it's coming. And I tell you what, if your schedule is so jam-packed, because, again, nobody accounts for getting sick on their workout plan.
Yeah, good point.
Nobody plans on getting injured. But I guarantee you're going to get sick and injured on your fitness journey. I guarantee you're going to have major challenges in your marriage.
We might get a tax thing that you have to spend 2 days on. We've had that in the past. Or we had some fraud on something at one point and we had to spend... weeks.
And you can go, oh, it's not fair. Why do I have to
do not handle that one well? I'll be honest.
No.
It's almost the death of me.
But those things will come in. Unforeseen things will come in. And if your days are maxed out, you've got no margin.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of that word margin.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. And I think, you know, your first coach before you were a Tony Robbins coach, your coach, Dave, then later was my coach.
Yep.
And I remember when he said, Janelle, you need to schedule in margin time.
Yep.
And I think at the time, it was an hour a day. He said, nothing else, but it has to be the time when you can basically catch those things that either were falling in the morning or things that you weren't expecting. And that was really hard for me to get my head around that, because I think subconsciously, or I felt like I shouldn't have to. Come on, I can handle it. It shouldn't be this hard.
Yep.
And I think that can be sometimes the blessing and curse of, I'll speak for me, being an optimist, is like, everything's possible. We can do this. There's so much. There's so many ideas. I have the vision. And then when things don't go as planned, it's not as easy for me to bounce back.
No, and I think that's the thing. It's like a lot of times what we're doing in business, we're trying to entertain ourselves. And so new ideas are exciting. And we're doing the work and following through and getting it to completion doesn't feel exciting. So sometimes we will self-sabotage ourselves to feel better in the moment, even though it's reducing the quality of our life or our ability to do things with our families, because most people are just still trying to meet their basic needs.
So if we're talking about being bulletproof with this, I think go a level deeper with this. So we're talking about being bulletproof. If someone is in the middle of some chaos of challenges and they're starting to go towards the, because again, we'll always go back to what's most comfortable for us, even if that does not serve us and it's not even healthy. So what do we do in that moment then? Go like a level deeper. What do we do when we're feeling like, oh, starting to spiral? I think I'd rather just stay where I was before, even though it wasn't moving my business forward, because at least I know what that's like.
So Abraham Lincoln's got a quote, if you give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. And I think so many people, and especially in this culture, we go, the way I'm going to fix this is by going harder, going more, sleeping less. And I've used this before with some companies I've worked with, but if I was a semi-pro athlete, I'm going to ask you this question. If I was a semi-pro athlete wanting to go pro, let's say football, wanting to be a pro football player, what advice would you give me to go pro?
I'd say get coaches around you for your workouts, for your activity.
Yep.
You know, make sure you have a good sleep plan. I would look at the whole person.
Yeah. You didn't say go play football more. Play every day. Play twice a day. But that's how most people are approaching business. They just go harder. They're not getting the coaches around them. They're not getting the right staff members. They're not getting, you know, the part-time staff that they might need. You know, fractional CEOs, fractional CFOs. You know, they're not getting their team around them, and they're definitely not resting. So if I told that semi-pro football player to play football twice a day, what would that equal?
Probably burnout.
Yeah, definitely burnout. Yeah. And the injuries. You know, but yeah, but if you should do it harder, and we've come from such a hustle culture of just do more.
So true.
But we need to sharpen the axe. So if I start spiraling, I go, well, what's my outcome? What's my outcome this month in business? Well, what's my outcome this year in business? And then what behaviors would lead me to that result the best? Rather than what do I want to do? Because most people are going to do what they want to do, especially the entrepreneurs, because they want to do what they want to do. That's their goal. But most entrepreneurs are doing the exact opposite of what's going to get them to where they want to go. And, you know, this is an old African proverb, but I absolutely love it. And it says, if you want to go fast, go on your own. But if you want to go far, go with others.
Yep. Love that.
And I see most entrepreneurs, and I remember I was about John Maxwell training. And this guy stood up, he said, well, John, I'm a self-made man. And John Maxwell said, I am so sorry. And the guy's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm so sorry that you're a self-made man. He's like, what are you talking about? I did it myself. Like, that's the best thing you could do. He said, oh, it'd have been so much faster if you got a coach, if you got other people around you. But so many people, they want to prove that they're enough.
That's true.
And so I think recognizing, are you trying to entertain yourself? Because, and I tell my clients this, business should be boring. Life should be exciting. But what I see most entrepreneurs, their business is exciting because it's chaos, and they create chaos because then they can save it. And then their life is boring because they're working all the time.
That's why people are like, oh man, I love just looking at your life. You're getting out in the Jeep with the kids, and you hear that a lot, don't you?
Yep.
Like you're just out there enjoying life. And
it's designed that way.
It's designed that way.
Yeah. You know, because
it's in your schedule.
I know my outcome.
Yeah.
I know what lights me up. I know by me getting out in the Jeep or mountain biking or playing guitar makes me a better husband, makes me a better dad, makes me a better coach. And so I'm going to do the things that fill me up because I'm really going to pour out. And so I think a lot of times what it comes down to is knowing, like we talked about, knowing the journey, knowing the game you're in. And if I said to you, all right, Janelle, I'm going to walk through that door, and I want you to follow me in 30 seconds, and I'm going to jump out and go boo. How would you react?
I would not be alarmed because you told me.
But you'd think I was weird. That would be about it, yeah? But there would be no danger. But if I didn't tell you, and I walk out that door, and maybe you come out in a minute or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and I jump out and go boo, I don't know if you'd punch me.
I think this happened one time. I think I kicked you somewhere.
Like, it was actually our honeymoon.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I came it's up behind you now, and I hugged her. She turned around and kneed me in the
It was a react. I was protecting myself.
Surprised. Yes, protecting yourself from your new husband. It was a great start to our honeymoon.
I remember it was such a reaction. I didn't know what to do, and then I was laughing, and you didn't know what to do with yourself either.
Well, so. I did. It's like crumble on the floor because it hurts quite a bit.
Okay, gosh. This podcast is going to continue to bring up a lot of things
early marriage drama. So that's what I tell people. Like, if you expect it, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So expect your business to go down. Expect it to go up. Expect your spouse to not like you. expect to be completely head over heels for you. Sometimes it's on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, and expect your kids to push back. You know, expect to get some injuries, expect to get sick. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, expect that, you know, IRS tax investigation or whatever it is, because it's going to come at some point. And if you don't ever think about it, when it comes, you react in a very negative way rather than, I thought it'd come a couple of years ago. Right, we'll see you now.
When I think about this, I think about the real take home of to be bulletproof, we can be aware. To have awareness is one thing. To have a plan is the other side of it. And I think to make the plan, to have something, and I'm sure, you know, we have a lot of friends that are on a sobriety journey. And, you know, with AA, I know there's a lot of, you have a plan. Yeah. So I'll just say if we find ourselves in that moment, whether it is marriage, family, to also know, okay, this is normal to have an argument.
Yes.
It's normal for our kids to push back. It's normal for business to go down. But to have a trigger of what we're going to do in that moment is so important. So if it's business, I imagine, like I'll speak for myself, it's even if I'm not feeling like it or I'm feeling disappointed, frustrated, I still am going to do my daily checklist of my client reach outs, of connecting with, even if I don't feel like it. And we have this culture that I will say, because I've been in it and I feel like I sometimes have to kind of still face it. But that's, hey, if it doesn't, because this came up the other day, if I don't feel like it, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
So there's that part. So I think having a plan, if it's marriage, we know that even if we have an argument, we're not going to go to bed angry. That's hard.
Yes.
If kids, if they're pushing back, okay, but we're not just going to let them just put themselves to bed and leave them alone. We're going to
react out of love. Always tell, like, if you have an argument, it's like, I love you.
See, that's commitment.
I'm frustrated right now, but I love you, and that's not changing. Yep.
Right there. Even just saying that, even if it's through their door, even if it's a note slid under their door, to say, I'm sorry we had an argument. I love you so much. Yep. That never will change. You're right. Yep. So it's having a plan. Otherwise, we will spiral down in life. We are human.
Yeah. And it's just recognizing when we are spiraling and then going, right, what do I need right now? Mm-hmm. Do I need a nap?
Do I need to call a friend?
Yeah. You know, do I need to, like,
be a little vulnerable and say life sucks right now for me.
I had a friend and they were like, hey, can you just listen?
Yeah.
No coaching.
Mm-hmm.
No advice, just listen. And I was like, yep. And that can be hard, but I'd already agreed to it. So I'm going to follow through with that agreement. And I think that's the thing. Follow through with your agreement to yourself. So again, I check in with yourself emotionally. Where am I at? How am I feeling? What's my outcome? What's my outcome in my marriage? But most people don't know what their outcome is with a marriage. They don't know what their outcome is with the kids. They're just trying to get through the day. And so checking in with yourself, that's one of the biggest things. And then thinking on paper, writing it down.
So important.
And just going, hey, if today was going to be a win, even with this thing that I didn't expect, what would be a win today? And then moving forward from there. And then just recognize that, you know, every goat that we see, whether it's Michael Jordan or whatever it is, it's not the people that win all the time that we call the GOAT. It's the person that has to reinvent themselves. It's the person that gets injured. It's the person that has the comeback story.
Yeah.
And so sometimes in business, the thing that's happening that you think is the worst thing in the world is a thing that's going to grow you the most. And let's say your business halves. But what if that half was supposed to happen? So you look at your strategies, you look at your people, you look at your psychology, and then you 5X your business in the next 6 months.
True.
You'd say, hey, that drop was the best thing that ever happened. Our marriage has grown the most when we've had conflict. It's beautiful when it's all connected, but we don't grow that much. And so those that conflict, that can be something that is needed. You know, and moving yourself forward in life. So what if it's all supposed to happen? But what if you just don't react to it because you are so clear on where you're going? And it's like stepping on the scale 5 times a day. It doesn't do anything. Stepping out once a day, it doesn't do anything. I need to measure, but if I'm over measuring, I'm going to be all over the place. Oh, business is good. Business is down.
Right.
Oh, I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Because most people, they connect their worth to growth. And that is a dangerous trip
This is where coaching really comes in.
It does. Everybody needs somebody they can talk to who doesn't have an agenda.
Right.
Just, help them achieve their outcome. Mm-hmm. So hope that helps you guys, you know, play with that.
Yeah.
And
we're amping up our Devon Worldwide on Instagram. So we'd love to have you guys follow. Anything else you want to say to this or as far as with the, even with
coaching? Yeah, if you're out there and you're like, hey, I would like to level up my life. I would like to play at a higher level. Get in contact.
Yeah.
And we'll jump on a call.
Let's connect.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Until next time.
Catch you later.
All right. Bye. Thanks for riding shotgun with us on another episode of Love Plus Money. We trust you're leaving with meaningful insights. If today's episode fueled your hunger for success and fulfillment in all areas of life, don't hold back. Hit that subscribe button, give us your rating, and lay down your thoughts in a review. Your feedback powers our mission to equip high achievers like you with the tools to conquer every challenge. Stay dialed in with us on social at Devlin Worldwide. And guys, keep charging ahead, nurturing your relationships, and never compromising on your most important dedications. Until next time, this is Andrew and Janelle Devlin signing off, reminding you that love plus money can equal the freedom to live your best, most purpose-filled life.
This has been a production from a podcast studio.